Date, Tuesday, October 4th. Audio log, S4E02. Hi, it's me, Nathan, here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. I didn't think I'd have an episode about this, but it's so sad that there are so many misconceptions about God, heaven, and judgment that I just had to do an episode about this. So, get ready for it. We're going to hit some deep things in this episode. First off, I just want to share the big question for this episode. Why do you want to live for eternity? Our beliefs about God, eternal life in heaven, and how to gain eternal life are so vast. And they are also the main beliefs that really affect how we live. If we believe God is good and loving, we're going to strive to be good and loving. If we believe that God is angry, you know, for one, like, let's just kind of dwell on that. Like, if that was the truth, like, if God was an angry, judging God, I think we would rebel against that, right? But, so thankfully, that's not the truth. I don't know anyone that would be satisfied with an angry, judging God. But where do we get the truth about who God is? Different religions have their different holy books that say different things about God. And I'm not trying to, in this episode, I don't want to convince you that the Bible is the book that has the truth in it. This episode is more for Christians and people who do believe that what the Bible says about God is true, but don't get into God's word for themselves. Because there's so many people in the world who claim to be Christians, but you know, it's interesting that how as diverse as the belief about God is among different religions, that's one thing. There's a huge diversity in belief about God within Christianity, which is so sad. And so that's the main thing I just want to cover in this episode. I know it's easy for me to ramble on without kind of saying what an episode about, but that's kind of what I would do with this first part here. So let's kind of address some things here. Number one, God is love. One of the many things that makes him amazing. 1 John 4:8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." His love is a no strings attached kind of love. And that's the main point I want to say about him just in this episode, I think. There's so many other things that make him cool, but you're a Christian. And as I've said a lot on my podcast, I like to help people think. I also help people go to God's word. So go to God's word this week. Think of other aspects about God or go to verses, try to do Bible research and find other aspects of God. That's your homework for this week. But I don't know who's listening to this. If you are somebody who maybe doesn't believe the truth of the Bible, maybe send me a direct message. I'd love to connect with you. And that's it kind of for my first point. Is it okay to have wrong beliefs about God? What if you're content with the things you believe about God? Because I know many people, such as myself, I'm really content with the things I believe about God. But so going back to the first question, it's not okay to have wrong beliefs about God. Also, as a Christian, you know, being content, there's a lot of things about God that I might not look into, right? Like, is God a judging God? Does he judge? How does he judge? If God is good, like I believe he is, and I'm content with that belief, and what if bad things happen? I don't know who you are. Maybe you're somebody who questions that more than me. And that's good because should we be content with our belief? And in one sense, what if you believe? Okay, like I was gonna back to my earlier point. Like, if God is God full of hate, is that a belief to be content with? No, that's a belief that you would rebel against and not be content with, because no one wants a hateful God. And luckily for us, the truth about God is that he is love. So in one sense, you can be content with the belief of God, but then also you're questioning Like, if he is good, then why do these bad things happen? And why are there bad things in the world? And why are people suffering in the world? That's a great question. That's so be uncontent. So some people really are uncontent with that, and that makes them question then the goodness of God. You know, the whole issue of all these bad things in the world, that's a whole other thing to cover. And I, you know, and it really is hard. But you need to, so don't be content with wrong beliefs about God. Don't believe wrong things about God just because things maybe appear like God might not be so good. Go to the Bible, like I said. Discover truths about God. Believe those truths and let those truths change how you view the world. And then another thing, like really speaking on the bad issues in the world, God calls us to be the light in the world. God calls us to be his hands and feet. And so if there's anything that is really irking you in the world, really anything that is, God is saying, you go get it. You go solve it. You go fix it. You go love other people. And that's something that I say again and again on my podcast is that, you know, we're to love other people. We have a good God who loves other people. And that's why it's built in us. That's because it's just the truth. Like the truth kind of works with the facts, connects with the facts. Like the fact of who we are is that we are good people. We love other people. We want to love other people. We don't want to see other people suffering. And that truth about us is also a truth about God. And that's why he calls us to be his hands and his feet. I could have literally did a whole episode about God. But me, I like to cover multiple things in a single episode. And so I'm about to transition to my next topic. But if you need to, pause this episode right here just to think about your beliefs in God. And like I said, do the homework, dive into God's word. And maybe if you need to, spread the listening of this episode over multiple days, 3 days or so. But to really get the most out of it. Well, the second most largest belief that affects how we live life is our belief about afterlife. It's our belief about eternity. It's our belief about heaven. It's surprising what people do to try to gain eternal life. Over the years, I mean, Christian church has long history, and it's surprising the things that people have done and even still do to try to gain eternal life. And you know, the church, it's so sad. The Christian church is still so many false teachers saying so many different things about how to gain heaven. Funny thing in history was the Catholic Church and how you had to pay whatever, I don't even know too much about it, to gain like eternal life. Eternal life was between you and God. It's not between you and mankind. So anytime people say, oh, you have to pay me this or that, you don't pay people to get to heaven. That's ridiculous. But what does God want from you to get to heaven? Like, does God want you to behave really well so you get to heaven? I don't know. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But right now, in this part of my podcast, the biggest thing I want to talk to you about is just your idea of what heaven is, right? We have so many, we hype heaven up as this cool, amazing place to spend eternity. And don't get me wrong, heaven is wonderful, but we often forget about God. And so just the biggest and the main point that I want to make in this part of my podcast, and maybe this will just be a small part because it basically I'll just be saying it, but yeah, is that heaven is where God is. I'm going to read to you a verse here, John 17:3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's literally what eternal life is. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That is literally what eternal life is all about. So if you don't like God, then you're probably not going to want to spend eternity with him. Am I right in assuming that? If you don't like God, that you probably wouldn't want to spend eternity with him. And so that is, so number one thing about heaven, that's where God is. So I don't know why you became a Christian for. I don't know. Maybe. I think a lot of the reasons people try to be Christians or whatever, a lot of the reasons people choose any religion for is because they want to have assurance of eternal life. And people are like, how can I be absolutely 100% sure that I have eternal life? Let me tell you something. It's about knowing God. And you can get sort of know with a relationship with God and about and talk with him. It's a connection. It's between you and God. And get to know God now. Have a sort of relationship with him. Get to know him. Because you can start eternal life right now on this earth by knowing God. And that will carry on then for eternity, knowing God. And that's what eternal life is all about. If you have, I don't know, if you know what kind of ideas you have about heaven or hell, but you need to just examine them. We are now at the final section of my podcast where I hope to kind of wrap everything up and kind of tie everything together. And so I kind of opened with God is love. God loves you. His love is no strings attached. Heaven is where God is. And so now in this section, I just kind of want to talk a little bit about how to get to heaven, maybe in judgment. Some people, judgment is an interesting thing. And there's some people that maybe are kind of, they think that God is like I said, like a judgy God, and that he's going to send lots of people to hell. And they're like, they're annoyed because they don't end up in hell. But then there's also people that are like annoyed with God because he's such a loving God. And like, why are these bad people getting to heaven, right? I can't answer all your questions about that. But I do just want to say that I just want to share one verse with you, John 3:16. You know, it's an overheard verse, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's the kind of judgment that God has. He loved you, loves everyone. There's no way that we can pay for our salvation ourselves. He gave his one and only Son, and we know what Jesus did. He died on the cross for our sins. And so let me read the last part of that verse, though, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Such a beautiful verse. Jesus died for our sins. That is the kind of judgment that God has. And that's kind of, it's kind of this last point in this kind of segment that I wanted to make there. I want to remind you to think about these different topics that I talked about today. And if there's any, I really had fun recording this. I took lots of time between each segment, thinking and reflecting. And I think I almost want to do another episode kind of on the similar topic of beliefs that divide us and maybe truths that unite us, because there's so many random beliefs just about God and heaven and this world. And maybe just to address them in a more fun way, in a better way, on the next episode, because I touched briefly on these things. But I want to remind you to go to God's word. His word is full of truth about these topics. And that's kind of a wrap for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Sunshining Podcast. Remember to subscribe wherever you get podcasts and stay tuned for future episodes. I'm just getting started with season 4. Looking forward to releasing a few more episodes for this season and also to have a few guests for this season. So yeah, stay tuned.